2.16. These proposals are also conditional to the Government of India taking the following action if any militant groups operating in Sri Lanka do not accept this framework of proposals for a settlement. Namely, A. India will take all necessary steps to ensure that Indian territory is not used for activities prejudicial to the unity, integrity, and security of Sri Lanka. B. The Indian Navy / Coast Guard will cooperate with the Sri Lankan Navy in preventing Tamil militant activities from affecting Sri Lanka. C. In the event that the government of Sri Lanka requests the government of India to afford military assistance to implement these proposals, the government of India will cooperate by giving to the government of Sri Lanka such military assistance as and when requested. D. The government of India will expedite repatriation from Sri Lanka of Indian citizens to India who are resident there concurrently with the repatriation of Sri Lankan refugees from Tamil Nadu. And E. The governments of Sri Lanka and India will cooperate in ensuring the physical security and safety of all communities inhabiting the northern and eastern provinces. And so basically, all this summarizes into one idea, meaning saying about what will happen if these laws are broken or these proposals are not accepted. 2.17. The government of Sri Lanka shall ensure free, full, and fair participation of voters from all communities in the northern and eastern provinces in electoral processes envisaged in this agreement. The government of India will extend full cooperation to this government of Sri Lanka in this regard. And so, when there are elections for the president to be elected, since Sri Lanka is a republic, it says that all voters from all the communities, Tamil, Sinhalese, Muslim, Moors, and Burghers, should come together and vote, not only the Sinhalese. 2.18. The official language of Sri Lanka shall be Sinhala. Tamil and English will also be official language. Basically what it says, the official languages of Sri Lanka. Okay, and that covers the idea, the big idea of statement number 2. Finally, number 3, the one we've all been waiting for. This agreement and the annexure thereto shall come into force upon signature. So exciting. In witness whereof we have set our hands and seals hereunto, done in Colombo, Sri Lanka, on this the 29th day of July of the year 1987, in duplicate, both texts being equally authentic. So yeah, that is the Indo-Sri Lankan Peace Accord and all that is in it explained thoroughly.